And here we are, back live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here, for participating with this Monday evening episode with a Win 3 Hour. We are a few minutes early on the air. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else calling in live. So let us hang out here and see what's going to happen tonight. All right, so after tonight's show, we will do the daily Whole Planet Healing call, which is only accessible per phone on the conference call. We do this every day, 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will also give you the phone number if you want to make a note of it, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And I welcome the caller here on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good.
All right. Let me repeat the phone number one more time for the Whole Planet Healing call. 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And again, you can also find the information at the website wholeplanethealing.com. All right. We had some rain here, just very little, but yes, the first rain.
Hello.
Oh, hello. We had another caller joined in. That must be Dharmananda.
Yes, me.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What's that?
Have you heard from Prudy yet?
Yesterday, but not today.
What did she say?
What do you mean?
About the flood. Did she took her from the flood?
Oh, no, I don't think she was affected. All right, we had two more people joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
It was two people at the same time. I did pick out Jane. Welcome to the call, Jane.
Thank you.
And Terry from Dallas.
And Terry. Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you. Hi, Jane.
The next person, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you as well, my friends.
Just us so far, huh?
We're here with Jeannie, with Dharmananda, with Jane, with Terry from Dallas, and yourself, myself, and those who are listening in through BBS Online.
Well, hello, everyone. Hi.
Yes, I welcome all those that just came on board online. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie Dolphin. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Hi, everybody.
Good.
Debbie.
Welcome to the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they have planned for tonight, Heis?
I have no plan. And I have not heard of a plan. Let me double check my email over here.
Terry's been doing some really good channeling lately.
Yes, it's pretty amazing. I'm glad she stayed with us on this side of the the veil. No, no word from Wynn yet.
He probably doesn't even know.
No. All right. And welcome to those that just came in. Be at the BBS online station. And here we had another live caller. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Yeah, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris in Memphis. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Good, good.
Chris. Hey, guys.
Chris.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hello, Roger.
All right. The helicopter is up there. So Wynn will be here shortly. And we do not know yet what the topic will be, what we will do tonight. It might be an open mic. Wynn might have something that he wants to talk about. We might even have a live channeling. Let's wait and see. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi there. Hi, it's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Prudy. Hi.
Hey, Prudy, did you get caught up in the flood?
No. No, I didn't. We're a little higher here. Thank you for asking.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, everybody on BBS. Hello, everybody on the call.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hi, Dr.
Thank you.
Art. Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi.
And one more participant. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is Stacy on the call?
I have not seen Stacy. Negative. I got the feeling she's dancing on her trampoline. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Hi, Uma from Sedona.
Uma. Hi, Uma. Good evening.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for being here. And we are about to get going here. Wynn dropped out, I notice. So he was probably in the calling Stacy and got disconnected with us. Let us wait. And let me say that every Wednesday we have at the same time as this call as well. If you have questions, we have answers. Stacy, is this you?
Hi, you guys, everybody.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, you guys.
Hello, Stacy.
Hi, everybody.
All right, and more people joined in. Welcome, if you want to see the location. But only if you want to.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you tonight?
Hi, Brenda. Doing well. How are you?
All right.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Okay, let's get started, okay?
All right. I'll mute the phone lines and get the recorder going.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is October 1st, 2018. Wynn, and Terry in Sedona. And for the first part of the call, I'm just going to have a quick conversation with Stacy Henschel. And Stacy is in Laguna Hills. Are you there, Stacy?
I am, Wynn.
Okay, are you on the moderator code or the...
Yeah, I am on the moderator code, honey.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And Terry, are you there? Well, let's see. Hello, Terry?
She is here. She's a moderator. Give her a minute.
She's just looking for her mute button. Okay, whenever you're here, just come in and
okay.
Say interrupt.
All right, okay. It turned from red to blue.
Was it your mute button you were looking for?
Yeah, I was looking for it, but it's most of my phone is whited out. It's hard to see.
Okay, I know.
Daddy, move your microphone a little bit away from your mouth, please.
Okay.
Are you using the wired headset or the other
no,
one?
No, I'm using the phone.
Well, where's the wired headset?
We don't know.
You lost it? You can't find it?
Well, let's see. I'll take a look for it.
Well, don't worry about it, because... You know, I don't, you know, you can make some comments on this call, but I'm not, you're not like a, you know, a prime target.
Okay.
You know? All right. Okay. So the first thing I wanted to do is I wanted to have a conversation with Stacy, because most of you have heard Stacy on the calls on the Whole Planet Healing.
All callers are unmuted.
Does everybody know who Stacy is?
Yes.
Yes?
No. Yes.
Who said no? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about her, okay?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I've known Stacy for quite some time. And we haven't necessarily stayed in close contact. Hi, could you mute the dings, please? But one of the very first talks I gave about the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I did at an event that Stacy was producing. And I was kind of nervous and she was very, very, how would I say it, easy to make me feel comfortable. And I wasn't completely aware of what she did, but I knew she did a lot of counseling with people and with corporate people. And then recently, she went to an event that Kimberly did and volunteered to just hold the energy there because her friend Dean was producing the event. And then Heise got to meet her, and then Heise had some kind of session with her, and he emailed me, "Oh, I know this person that knows you, Stacy Henschel. And, you know, it's been a while, but I called her up, and we connected. And then I invited her to Whole Planet Healing. And in a certain way, I would say we've discovered that we have similar access to the vibrations of the higher realms. She doesn't necessarily channel overtly, but when she talks, even normal talking, there's all these frequencies that come through that I think people notice, and it's uplifting, and I feel she does have, even though she never talks about it, it's like she's very likely an Elohim soul in this realm, and she brings in Elohim frequencies, although she doesn't ever say it. You know, she just does it, and people feel uplifted. Now, that's my way of describing her. I better let her correct me now, because I may have said something that is out of context with her way of describing her. So, Stacy, you want to say anything?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you, Wynn, and it's really wonderful to be with everybody on this call, and Wynn and Terry and everyone, and Hayes and everyone that I didn't name, but appreciate you all. I would basically say that I work on a level with the soul, and I work really, really deeply with people, and we do very deep work, deep sessions, whether it's working with relationships or working with business or your life's work or healing or more holistic work with, you know, your body, mind, and spirit, and really co-creating, living your passion, living your truth from the highest level of interconnection and love. So I do a lot of work from a lot of areas, basically working with the essence of who we are, so we're more ourselves in our business, in our relationships, in our life, and we can thrive in the fulfillment of who we are through our heart, through our soul, and through our being.
How did you learn you could do this?
Well, I would have to say, first of all, I didn't know that I could, but when I was in my teens, actually, I was going to say, I was involved in different organizations and youth organizations, and I was very, very passionate about helping the world. I remember when I was a little girl, I think I mentioned before, I just wanted to touch people and make them happy. And I just, it was just natural. It was just something, part of who I was. And I, you know, kind of helped manage just like six people that worked in six different states, and even this in high school, and with presidents of different groups. And then later in my 20s, I was working for more of a transformational organization. I could feel that I had a deep empathy towards people, and I could really feel and sense what was going on for them and really connect at a deep level. And it was always lovely to serve. And I just did what I did and practiced loving, and things unfolded. And then I started later on doing more of the business consulting and the relationship coaching and the you know, personal coaching and life coaching with people. It just kind of evolved naturally, as I think life does for all of us, and open up for me.
Tell me, were you brought up in a particular religion?
No, I wasn't. I was. It was more, I guess I'm saying, I'm more universal, and I my philosophy is that, you know, I'm all religions, or I'm more, I guess you could say, spiritual. How do we hold the field of oneness? Because I believe that all religions at the core hold the higher truths of love when we're in our state of interconnection.
When you were in your formative years, were there any particular spiritual people that influenced you tremendously?
No, you know, there wasn't. But I can tell you, Wynn, that I did, when I was born, had two near-death experiences, which I think would also influence my frequency and energy. So I kind of died in the womb, and then I died, you know, they didn't know it exactly, but when I first kind of came out. And I think that frequency of the kind of angelic realm having me stay, say, no, we want you to stay, you have work to do here. So I stayed. And I think that kind of influence, so I had a lot of light when I came in because of that, because of, you know, the few, I had complications at birth. And so then when that happens, I think when anybody has ever had a near-death experience, it opens up your field of light, and it gives you access. Anybody, you don't have to have a near-death experience to have higher frequencies, so I just want to say that. I think different souls are brought in for different reasons, and all of us have a higher life path and a higher life work. And it's just about finding that, and we're all wonderful, and we all have gifts. So that happened, and I really believe that opened me up. But I was also an unusual child where, I don't know if this is unusual for you guys, I would always clean my room, I would eat my vegetables, and I stopped watching TV when I was in sixth grade. And when it was time to party in high school, I would never drink or smoke, and I just never did any of that. So I was very rigorous with, and I was always very committed to a higher purpose, and all I wanted to do is help humanity. I was, like, driven, like, how can I work from a higher purpose? I was an on-purpose gal, you know, even if I went to a party, you know, make a difference in the world, and how can we connect, and it's just, it was my nature. I couldn't help it. It's, I think some of us are born with certain things naturally, and that was kind of how I was, and I didn't really know any different, and I didn't know I had any, you know, any particular energies or any particular gifts. I just was focused on how can we serve, how can we help, how we can make the world a better place, and that's all I've ever wanted to do in my heart and soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't read all the things that everyone else was influenced by, like Paramahansa Yogananda, or Ram Dass, or Krishnamurti, or any of that stuff, right?
No, not really. But I did eventually, you know, find some, you know, spiritual path. I just was me, I guess, you know, myself. And then I believe that when we read those things, or we're attracted to them, is because we remember. There's an inner remembering. It's not that we don't know about Paramahansa or Be Here Now or Ram Dass or whoever. It's if we do read it or attracted to a body of work, is because it's already in us and it's helping us spark our inner remembrance of that feels like a resonant truth for us. So I think later on, I didn't read a lot of books. I wasn't a big reader, but I was attracted to certain things. How do we make a difference in the world? And then, you know, I did start doing different spiritual work and opening up to different spiritual planes. And then I did end up reading different books as I got older that resonated, and it felt like a true, you know, or some of the parts of the books. I don't know if any book's 100% for anybody, but that it feels true for us.
Okay. And, you know, I'm putting Stacey on because I think it's next week, right?
Yeah.
Starts next week?
Yeah.
She's doing a 10-week course over the phone, and I just was going to tell you all about it. You know, I know some of you might be able to afford it, and, you know, she's going to give a discount to everybody in our group, but it's still, you know, it's not expensive for the people she works with. She works with corporate people and all this other stuff. And, you know, she's used to dealing with people that are, you know, financially solvent. And some of you are financially solvent, okay? But, you know, at some point, we're going to do something that doesn't cost a lot of money, you know, for a weekend just between her and myself. But today, I'm just giving you a little bit of Stacy's background in case you're attracted to come to her course. And maybe even right now, something will come about for someone that's good. Like, why don't you give an example of a couple of people who have changed their lives as a result of you working with them?
Okay, well, I can share one lady I did a session with, and she always had a particular issue with her father and never could heal it over years and years and years. And we did a session, and we worked deeply with her soul and deeply with her heart, and something big opened up in that session where she was able to release and let go of something. And in that moment...
Did she have resentment for her father, or was her
father... there was a lot of stuff, yeah, not to go into the details. Yeah, a lot of that, you can imagine, you know, multiple levels of things.
A lot of people.
Yeah, you know, mother, father, you know, yeah, mother, father, whatever, or, you know, relationships. And it completely cleared, and she was never had it again. She was so freed up and went into forgiveness, which she couldn't do before, and really...
That's from only one session,
And sometimes it will take three sessions, sometimes five, sometimes, it just depends on, I don't ever want to, I always want to be authentic with people, and it depends on the soul and the work we're doing, you know, me, the person, the divine, and whatever wants to take place. It just takes what it takes. And I also helped another woman develop a center for living peace. And she came to my house, and I do something called circuitry alignment, which is her original soul blueprint, which is beautiful work if anybody's interested from the soul. And connecting deeply, and we created her business and her dream, and really she started this beautiful center for living peace and orchestrated it and inspired her. And it isn't like she didn't, you know, she might have had it in her thought, but we actually made it real. And she, it was beautiful because she did, you know, speakers from around the world and people and different things for children and adults, and really took a stand for what it is to live peace. And so I've done, you know, worked with hundreds of people, seriously, you know, from individuals to relationships to corporations to families, across the board, in different businesses. So those are just a few examples of things that have occurred. But, you know, to really connect, so we connect with ourselves and the best part of ourselves through the heart, through the soul, through love, which, and all of us have it, we just forget. And as a guide, I would call myself more of a guide, and opening up the energies of truth within our being so we can live our full expression in life.
So the lady that opened up that center, how many times did she have to work for you to get through her obstacles?
Oh, my God. She worked pretty fast. We worked very fast together. And I would do prayers with her, too. We worked very spiritually. We worked aligned with spirit. I did a session with her. Then the second session, pretty much she jumped in gears. And it was the miracle of it is she started having these synchronistic miracles. She met this person that was going to help her, that was, you know, kind of Buddhist, and these people, you know, that worked with kids, and things just started unfolding. She would drive and call me, Stacy, guess what happened? I had this miracle and this other miracle. Like, when we put it in motion and she had the vision strong in her body, it just flowed and just took place, and it was amazing. And then she got the building, and then there was, you know, things that happened, and people came forth, and it was just like, when you get clear and committed, this you know, the C parts, you know, it's pretty magical. So it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful. Yeah, sweet. It's really sweet. When, you know, it really takes, when someone's committed to do the work or they want something and they're there, then the energy flows and we really can take off together, and it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, in the way that I describe things.
Yeah.
Now, this is just my conjecture, but yeah. I think, if you're an Elohim soul, which you exhibit so many things of being an Elohim soul, and there's all these frequencies attached to you, that you, it rubs off on other people, and they start to feel the support of the higher realms, which gives them a lot more confidence, and they can move forward, and they feel that support through you. And it seems like that's one of the things you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I would like to kind of add to that. And what happens is, you know, for all of us, and I want to include everybody, when we're all in the higher realms, which we all go in the higher realms, we do help everybody, and we help elevate. And then what happens is there's a remembrance in the soul. They say it can happen through the eyes, it can happen through a song, through a piece of art, it can happen through a piece of music like you do music, it can happen through anything, and they feel the vibration, and then it raises that vibration, and then they can have higher, that person can have higher access to fulfilling their work in the world. So yes, it uplifts them, and then it catalyzes the memory in the soul, so it sparks like a fire, like it's lighting a fire. So it isn't like, yeah, I open might help them open the field because they're open and I'm open and the divine is open, and then we open and we have the candle and then we have the wick and then we have the flame and then, you know, we open to that together. So it's always a co-creation. It isn't, I don't want to say it's me doing something. It's us co-creating together. We can only, it's an energy field of equal, of flow, of energy. And when someone's a spark and they're ready to be ignited, you know, they show up and then we take off. And then they had done it before, they already raised, but now they have more access to that in their life, so they can help spark mm-hmm. others, because we're here to spark light. I believe we're all light beings, and we're here to spark each other's light. So I'm one person that helps to facilitate that in others, working from the heart and the soul.
Well, tell me somebody that had a relationship problem that you helped fix.
Help fix. Well, I would use a different word if that's okay. I would say how, as far as working with a relationship, how I help is creating clarity in relationship. And what happens in relationship is it's very emotional. So relationships are sparked. There's a kinetic connection of attraction of the heart and then also physical attraction when we have a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, et cetera, or intimate relationship with somebody. There's a spark there. And so that spark is an energetic connection. That spark not only sparks the goodness and the heart opening, but it can also eventually open up different things within our DNA that we haven't healed in relationship from our parents, from our trauma. And then that arises. So what I help people do is help facilitate the emotional piece and move and help them move more to a piece of remembrance of who they truly are and a remembrance of that coming back into a place of, I'm going to call, presence and mindfulness. Because when we're in an emotional storm or swirl or something's potent that's using us, then we're not in our highest truth. We can't make decisions. You know, when you're hungry, angry, upset, you know, sleepy, you know, you don't want to make major decisions. And so I help to, you know, connect with the water, have compassion, work within that field, and then open up to the field of truth. And so we can come back to higher wisdom. So I work from the strength in the belly, the opening of the heart, and the wisdom flow. So instead of coming from the mind or the emotions, we come from a centered place, and I work with them to have decisions and truth from a place of centeredness. And I just actually worked with somebody today, and they were ready to end the whole relationship, and then we got to a point, this one person, where he could come and see the truth about what was going on and what he truly wanted, and see from a higher perspective that anything's possible because he still really loved this person. So it's reshifting how we think, reshifting how we look, and working from love and working from our deeper wisdom, you know, because we all have wisdom. It's about, oh, yeah, what's my higher wisdom, and coming back to that. And so now he's willing to explore with her as she's willing to come back together to have, you know, so that was a total win today because he was one place and he shifted to a whole other place at the end of the call where he was relaxed and calm, could feel more frequencies. Mm-hmm. He was more open. He saw his higher truth. And before he was like not, he was obviously open because he called me, but not open at all. It was a, you know, 180 shift, you know, and or you can say 360 or whatever word you want to use, but of, mm-hmm. you know, clarity, presence, love, connection, and what's possible. And again, if you feel like, you know, there's an opening and you're ready, then anything's possible. And the mind is so limiting when it's so limiting to our thoughts. It's not our higher truth. You know, it's a mechanism. There's a difference between the mind and the wisdom. And to keep accessing that, and that's part of the work I do, is supporting us to access our, you know, being strong in our belly, open in our heart, and accessing this higher wisdom that we all carry. It's in us. We know it. We just forget. Mm-hmm. And we all do. All of us are human. Every single one. I'm human, too. But if we have a facility to help move us to open the remembrance and to guide us, then we know the truth. And so it's really mm-hmm. beautiful to work from a place of remembering and connecting in and having our power back and opening our heart again and letting things flow more easily, you know, in the most tender place of the heart, because relationship is so tender. It's so tender and so passionate. So it's, and sometimes it takes time, and we have to be very, You know, I say compassion, compassion, compassion. You know, we're so innocent, we're so innocent. And to be kind to ourselves and others, that we do have pure intent, and there's things that get in the way sometimes.
Now, when you do, when you work on relationship issues, do you usually work with only one partner, or do you ever work with both together?
I do both. So sometimes the other partner isn't willing, so I can just work with one, and we can make changes and shifts. I've had that happen, where I've worked with one person, and I worked with her for a long, you know, for a while, because she loved working together ongoingly. I worked with her, and then I worked with her kids, because I helped her with her kids and their soul relationship and other people. And then her husband, not her husband, her boyfriend at the time, proposed to her and did this whole big wedding. And, you know, he didn't even know we were working on it. But we just helped open to her truth and her light. And that frequency, mm-hmm. that energy opened him. And then all of a sudden he goes, she called me, guess what? We're going to do, you know, this cruise and have this wedding and so forth and so on. So I can, and then I also do work with both people. Actually, tomorrow I'm doing work with two people that are coming in their relationship. So I do both. So if one isn't mm-hmm. willing or isn't open, we can still do a lot of work with one person, because we're interconnected. And when your field shifts, it shifts for you, it shifts for your partner, your kids, your family, and it shifts for your whole lineage, actually. When you, anytime I do work with people, I say, we're not only doing this for you, but your whole lineage, your whole family lineage, and for the earth and the planet. Because when one of us does the deeper work, it helps everybody, because then we can open up higher light. So it's really beautiful that knowing that you're going in, that it's not only about you, but it does, you know, even future kids and even past, because there is no time. Mm-hmm. So it's quite beautiful.
You know what? Why don't I see if there's one of you out there that has some issue in your life, some obstacle that you're willing to share publicly, and see what how Stacy would counsel you. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah. And the course that I'm going to do is called Deep Listening, by the way. The course that I'm going to do.
Deep Listening.
It's called Deep Listening, where we tap into this deeper place within ourselves of, you know, mm-hmm. accessing this. It's over the phone for about an hour and a half, and all the calls are recorded. So we tap into this deeper place of really listening to ourselves, our higher wisdom, listening to our heart, listening to our soul, listening to nature, listening to the universe, listening at a deeper place, and open this realm of possibility that are in us that we haven't quite fine-tuned and refined, kind of like tuning our instrument. If an instrument's off-tune, it doesn't play very well, those of you that play instruments. Mm-hmm. Or if a garden doesn't have the right soil or water, the plants can't really grow. But if you fine-tune the guitar, it plays beautiful. And if you nurture and water the garden and plant in the right place, and then it can grow. And so in this course, it's going to help us grow to access these deeper levels of listening without the ears, seeing without the eyes, in a deeper place of knowing and opening our wisdom. And it's going to be really deep and very meditative and very healing. And we'll do meditations and interactions. So we'll really grow together as a group on the phone and start thriving more and having miracles inside of that.
So it'll be interactive,
right? Yeah, both meditative and interactive. Yeah, those have been with me on the calls. We'll do that.
Okay.
So we'll open up the energy fields and then access and move into them. So it's quite lovely, and we'll work a lot with presence and the heart and the soul and the universe, and your, you know, already gifts will expand and miracles will arise.
And it's 10 weeks, and how long is each?
It's an hour and a half. And then I'll also give, the recording will be sent to you, and then I'll type out kind of a rough outline of what we covered so you can practice and deepen your inner listening. Mm-hmm. And listening is so important. And, you know, and we have moments that we're not listening and moments that we are, but, and to access that, you know, when we're connected to another, there's nothing more beautiful and lovely than present heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection. And we'll also mm-hmm. do a little work with relationships, too. In that course.
Now let's see if somebody will hang their laundry on the line for everyone to see, so you can work with them. Okay.
This is a rare opportunity, okay? So here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
We're unmuted.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Abby Bright, and I've been trying to reach you. When? This is Abby Bright.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, I want to make a quick announcement, if I may.
Well,
can I
you know what? Is this announcement to the group?
Yes, it's for the group, and it's for you.
You know what? I would rather not take the focus off of my conversation.
Okay, but when can I don't know how to email you. I've been for years been trying to. I can't wade through. I don't know how to reach you. If I could talk to you on the phone, that would be great.
I'll tell you what. I have your phone number, so I'll call you. Now, there's a couple of people in our group, at least one person that wanted to talk to you. Okay?
I would love to talk to you.
How do I get a hold of that?
If you can call me,
I promise I'll call you. Okay?
Please do, because I'm trying to go to Oregon in the next few days to take somebody up.
Okay.
Okay, so it'd be good if you could before then. Thank you very much.
I'll do it. It's nice to hear. I love hearing you on our calls. Okay.
Oh dear. Thank you, sweetie. I love you too. Bye for now. And I love our dear friend, the healer lady, the psychic. I can't think of her name right now. Okay.
I'll never forget our days on Jim Morrison's rooftop.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it later. I can't hear you too well on the phone. Bye-bye. I have to go.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I have a little bit of laundry right now that I'm sorting through with my Corona Depot. Do you mind if I share it? Hi, Stacy.
No.
Hi, Bonnie.
No.
Okay. You know, we have what you call a liquor license, which gives you permission to sell liquor at your establishment. The alcoholic beverage control does little programs where, say, they'll go out to liquor stores and do what they call a shoulder tap, where someone who looks like a minor will ask someone else to purchase alcohol for them, and they do these sort of things. Okay. This past April, they were coming into the depot and attempting to purchase narcotics, and they were able to do a I don't even know how many transactions, but as it sits, I have 10 counts against my license that all of them, even one of those accounts is punishable by revoking my liquor license, but they have offered me a year probation, there's a 20-day suspension on the liquor license, so I have to close for 20 days until this is over. And so I'm just kind of beside myself with, you know, how this went on, you know, kicking my own butt for not being there, you know, at all times, which is completely impossible. And I'm just really having a hard time with it. It's really, I thought we were doing rather well, and this kind of dropped in my lap just this past last couple of weeks.
You know, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this a situation where people were dealing drugs in your establishment and you didn't know it was happening?
This is a situation where the undercover police were coming in and kind of nosing around, and then the bartender sort of made an arrangement for them. She wasn't doing the transaction, but she sort of facilitated them meeting, I imagine. I don't really know the complete details.
Was it something like where the undercover person came in and said, I want to buy this? And the bartender said, oh, go talk to that person, right?
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
is the bartender
exactly.
still working there?
No, okay. It was three different bartenders, and yes, they're gone now.
So they were all making kickbacks, right?
I'm not even sure. Somebody was benefiting somewhere, I suppose.
But in any case, whether they were making kickbacks or not, they were involved in the transaction, in the introduction.
Yes. And the wording is that they were permitting this some other person to say possess or possessed with intent or to sell or furnish a controlled substance.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
on that note, I'm turning it over to Stacy.
I'm so sorry. It is so ugly.
Hi, Bonnie. Can you hear me, my dear?
Hi, yes. Oh,
thank you. So first of all, this is, you know, pretty big, open-ended question. Bless your heart. You know, I first just want to just breathe with you for a second, and everybody can breathe together.
Thank you.
And just kind of connect in to our bodies. And allow ourselves to soften our heart a little bit. And allow the flow of the breath to penetrate the body in any place that might be tight or constrained. Kind of breathe into. And allow yourself to just fully feel what you're feeling right now. And as you breathe into your heart, Bonnie, I just feel what you're feeling. And that was a lot. I want you to kind of tune in and ask yourself on a deeper level what could possibly be the source of this happening? Like, what was the source of this happening? Like, what was the catalyst? Is there anything you're getting inside that catalyzed or sourced it or anything that you're seeing or feeling like on a higher level? As you breathe and you feel that catalyzed it or sourced it.
Sorry, Stacy, speak up, please.
That catalyzed or sourced this happening. Did you hear me, sweetie? Bonnie, did you hear me, honey?
Bonnie, I had muted you. I muted myself.
Okay.
So you're asking me?
Yeah.
Are you getting emotional, Bonnie?
Well, of course, this is an emotional thing, but I wasn't sure if I was being asked the answer. Well, you know, first of all, I imagine, because I'm really struggling to do all of this on my own, and I'm allowing a lot of leeway with the employees and leaning on them a lot. But to be there when I can't be there. And it's really not fair.
I hear you. Just breathe into that body and allow yourself to feel that in your body.
in letters to drop in for their emotions, for us to see.
Mm-hmm.
And just breathe into that energy, whatever you're feeling and wherever you're feeling it. Slowly and deeply into it. And as you kind of breathe all the way into that, Bonnie, tell me what you're feeling and what you're noticing in your body, sweetie.
Oh, I mean, my pit in my belly, the knot in my belly.
Yeah. Just breathe all the way into that knot in your belly. And when you do that, is there any memory that's coming forth to you? Is there something that's there for you, darling? Any memory that's sparking, that's arising for you as you breathe into that knot in your belly?
Mm-hmm.
From the past.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay.
It's not clear.
That's fine. And just allow yourself to breathe into that knot in your belly, and everybody can breathe too, whatever they're feeling, so we can include everybody. And just breathe into whatever you're feeling. And go all the way into the very heart and core of that energy, Bonnie. And just drop into it. You're doing really good. And as you do that, what are you feeling? What's the energy underneath that? What are you feeling and what are you experiencing?
Oh, I'm just, I feel very weak, and that I'm not speaking up for myself. I'm not speaking up for what's right. I've always been one I've never been one to tell anybody what they should or shouldn't be doing, and so here now I'm still having a hard time telling my employees what they should or shouldn't be doing. I think you kind of think that people should know what their jobs are, what they should be doing, and
yeah, I hear
and that's my not speaking out, not being able to speak up.
Thank you.
Mm.
And I want you just to breathe into that part, and everybody on the phone, if there's any part of us that we can't speak up, just breathe into that energy. Or the place that we feel like we're not fully in our true power. And just go ahead and I want you to breathe into that, Bonnie, and everybody else can too if you have that. And just feel what it feels like in your body not to be able to speak up. And connect with that source of that energy. And just drop right into the body, fully experiencing and fully feeling that core, that energy right there, Bonnie. And I want you to go into it and fully feel. And as you breathe into the heart and core of that, tell me what the sensation is in your body. Where is the sensation? Where is it located? What are you feeling?
Well, I've got tears now, and I just am feeling hot, and I want to be mad. I want to be mad about it. I'm mad at myself. Always knowing, always aware that I'm not being verbally clear.
Yeah.
And knowing I'm something I'm always struggling with.
Yeah, I hear you. So just breathe into that. If it's the anger or the sadness, where is that located in your body, Bonnie? Where do you feel it in your body?
Up here around my shoulders.
Yeah. And just, I want you to breathe into it the best you can, hon. Staying connected to the body, the wisdom of the body, and just allow yourself to really feel into that. And everybody else do the same if you're feeling anything. Just to practice breathing and feeling whatever you're feeling. And go all the way into that energy right there, Bonnie. Go deeper and deeper into the soma, into the body, and allow yourself to feel that energy. and really connect with the energy, taking the time to fully feel what we're feeling and connect with it, and slowing down and dropping right into the very heart and the very core of that energetic field. And as you do that, Bonnie, go into the heart and breathe into it, hon. Right there. Good. Breathe all the way into it. And as you breathe into the heart and the core of that energy, tell me what you're sensing in your body and where it's located.
Well, I couldn't help but smile once I opened up my heart.
You know, you know what? We have to bring this call to an end. Bonnie, I wanted to say, what is that? Let me mute everybody. So.
Beautiful, Bonnie, by the way. Beautiful, sweetie.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. And you know, there's more, but that's a big one. Beautiful, sweetie.
Yeah.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I just wanted to say something really fast. I want to make sure everyone has Stacy's phone number. You have to call her to do this. I mean, she offered to give me a commission for everyone that came up, but I told her, give it back to you as a discount, okay? So she'll give everyone a discount for it. But what I wanted to tell Bonnie is, if I was her, and you have to get your energy really together to do this. If you get across to the legal authorities that you had nothing to do with it, and that all you wanted to do was make a happy place for the people of Corona to come to, and all the bartenders are no longer there who are involved in this activity, and that you are committed to making sure it doesn't happen again. So there's no reason to punish me because I've already fixed the situation. And you can, if you do that with an open heart and you make them feel how proud you were to create a place in Corona and that you've learned your lesson, they might just dismiss it or, you know, take it off from the bar. Okay?
Phone number and website. They're about to go off the air.
Wait a second here.
All callers are unmuted.
Bonnie, did that make sense?
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's not...
It's not easy to do that either because you got to stand up against all these people who are making judgments and, you know, looking down on you. But
I would have doing that, but it just is a little more cut and dried legally.
Yeah, I see. Okay. I mean,
thank you, though.
Your employees were doing illegal activities there, essentially, so...
Yes,
it comes back on you, and you know.
Yes, it does. Exactly.
If you can't change it, then you just have to bite the bullet and eat it and smile.
Right.
Take 20 days off. Take 20 days.
That's
off
right. We're going to paint and clean.
Right.
Yeah, okay. We're going to renovate.
Stacey, tell people quickly, what's your phone number and the website.
My phone number is 949-495-9689. Again, that's 949-495-9689. And you can also look at my websites, which are quantumintegrations.com, and Quantum Integrations has an S on the end, so it's Quantum, Quantum. Integrations is INTEGRATION with an S on the end, .com. And then I have Awaken Inner Wisdom. So you can contact me. My phone number and email are on those websites, so you can call me. And if you can't get it, you can also email Wynn or contact him, and he'll connect you with me, my phone number.
And what date does this start?
It's going to start on Tuesday. So if you're interested or know any people that are interested or you want to do...
Tuesday a week from tomorrow,
yeah, next
right?
Tuesday, right. And Bonnie, if you want to call me more, we could talk more too, sweetheart, if you want to give me
a
call.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You can tune into that. And So, yeah, okay. If you're interested in that, it would be lovely to be with you. And if you have any questions and you're unsure, I'd be happy to talk to you also.
We got to go.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
We love you, too. Thank you all. Thank you, Stacey, for being here.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.
And we'll see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.